910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Tennessee hearing arguments today to decide if human trafficking charges filed against detained immigrant Kilmar Abrego-Garcia are warranted. Another case in Maryland today focusing on ICE efforts to deport him. ABC's Matt Rivers has more.
What the judge is deciding here is, well, if the government can't come up with some sort of plan to deport Abrego-Garcia in a timely manner to a third country, well, she says you can't just keep a detainee like this in custody forever without an actual plan to deport him.
Phase one of the ceasefire in effect in Gaza, with all remaining hostages now set to be released as early as Monday. Humanitarian aid also starting to flow in Gaza. New York Attorney General Letitia James facing federal charges of alleged mortgage fraud. James, who brought the civil fraud case against President Trump, denies the charges and will appear in Virginia court in 2 weeks. Authorities in Tennessee say several are dead following a blast at an explosives manufacturing plant today. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee on Wednesday, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirement. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on October 25th, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Barron Electric Cooperative officials say they've contributed $1,000 to Nature's Edge Therapy Center for matching grant funding. The Rice Lake Community Health Foundation recently approved the center for up to $60,000 in matching grant funding to maintain their services. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation, which has specific rules about how the cashback credits can be used, so the cooperative could not put them towards reducing utility rates. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting this month. Sheriff's Office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a sunny to mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon. As northerly winds develop, they'll be gusting around 25. High temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tonight, a clear sky, lows in the mid-30s, mid-60s, and sunny on Saturday. It's 60 at our studios.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, you've heard the voice, First and 10 Wisconsin, and Ron Dane. Now meet the man behind the voice, Mike Mankey, Badger PA announcer, in studio with us next time.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. A couple of geeky science things here. The first is a planetary health diet could save 40,000 people from death every single day. That's pretty amazing. This is, first of all, a third of greenhouse gases. This is an article by Damian Carrington, by the way, out of the Guardian. A third of greenhouse gas emissions come from the global food system, and taming the climate crisis is impossible without changing how we eat. If the more meat you eat, the more you are destroying the environment is the bottom line. And so they put forward this diet that if the whole world adopted it, this is 70 leading experts from 35 countries on six continents. And it's called the PhD diet, the public health diet, or excuse me, planetary health diet. And it's real straightforward. Five portions a day of fruit and veggies, 3 to 4 portions a day of whole grains, one portion a day of nuts, one portion a day of legumes, you know, beans, peas, lentils, one serving of milk, yogurt, or cheese, 3 to 4 eggs a week, 2 portions of fish a week, and 1 portion of meat a week. And even that would be optional. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, this whole you know, the eat more meat thing. I mean, outside of the weirdos, you know, the Bob Kennedys of the world who are like, you know, very into this, eating meat ages you more rapidly. And, you know, puts a lot of stress on the body, particularly the kidneys, all that protein. And it's unnecessary. In fact, vegetable protein is really, in many regards, a superior protein. So consider changing your diet to save the world. Also, I have a piece over at wisdomschool.com. It's titled, When the Body Forgets to Ask for Water. And this was this is based on a story. This is last weekend. Last Saturday, in fact, a week from tomorrow, Louise and I went down to Forest Park. This is Forest Park is the largest urban park in the world, and it's right here in Portland, and it's part of the Tualatin Mountain Range. And so, it's a park where you don't just walk trails; you climb trails. We went up, according to my Apple Watch, we went up about 35 flights of stairs, 35 stories, and. We do a 2-mile walk every Saturday and every Sunday morning in Forest Park. And last Saturday I got started and my Apple Watch keeps track of my heartbeat rate. And my heartbeat rate started spiking at 145. Now my resting heartbeat rate is 57. Normally, on a really getting out of breath exercise, which this was, we were on a particularly steep trail. Normally my heartbeat rate gets up to around 130, 135. And so I was like, what's going on here? And then it suddenly hit me.
This was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the last, you know, I'd had a half a cup of coffee in the morning. That, you know, when I wake up, I have a half a cup of coffee. That's my morning thing. And the last time I had drank any liquid at all was before I went to bed. So it had been like 14, 15 hours since I'd had any liquids. I was dehydrated. But I didn't notice it. So anyhow, I got a bottle of water out and drank about 8 ounces of water. And within 10 minutes, my heartbeat rate was back down to 130, even though I was still exercising. And the problem was that my blood had gotten too thick, too viscous. And that sets you up for a stroke or a heart attack. So I came home and I plugged this question into one of the large language models, one of the GPT models, and just asked, you know, at what age do you stop noticing when you're thirsty? I mean, you know, am I unique in this? Because I just don't get thirsty anymore. And it said in your 60s. You know, when you end your 50s, you will stop there's an actual whole chemistry thing. It laid it out, you know, the particular enzyme and reaction with the nervous system and all this stuff, where the body just doesn't, your signal that you're thirsty just isn't anywhere near as efficient as it used to be. And so people end up with all kinds of problems, the main ones being strokes and heart attacks, but the secondary category being kidney damage, because they allow themselves to get dehydrated and don't even realize it because they're just not drinking enough liquids. So for the last week, I've been drinking, you know, green drinks and fresh squeezed juices and smoothies throughout my show and throughout the day. I'm starting to pay attention to this because holy cow. So anyway, I wrote an article about it, complete with the science and all the links, you know, to the science and all that kind of stuff. UCA Health has noted that up to 40% of adults over 60 experience chronic dehydration. There's an article in the journal Nutrients and the American Journal of Epidemiology, how age-related changes to fluid balance, thirst perception, and kidney function combine to create what they call low-intake dehydration. This isn't the kind of dehydration that leads to hospitalizations. This is the kind of dehydration that causes strokes and heart attacks and kidney damage. There's a big study out of the National Institutes of Health showing that failing to stay well hydrated radically increases the long-term risk of heart failure. Not heart attack, but heart failure. Because, you know, when your blood thickens, clots can form more easily. They can travel to your brain. That's what a stroke is. There was another article in Progress in Cardiovascular Diseases about this. So anyhow, it's all over at wisdomschool.com. It's the top story on the page if you want to see it. And I, you know, recommend you pay attention to it. And if you know anybody who's over 60, share it with them. It's free. It's over at wisdomschool.com, and you can pass it along. So those are my stories for the day. What's on your mind? Elise in Portland. Hey, Elise, what's up? Elise, watching us on Free Speech TV in Portland? Elise, I'm going to put you on hold. You're listening to your TV instead of your phone. There's a time delay there so we can bleep obscenities and stuff. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. You know, I keep hearing about Keith, and I think I've called you a number of times about it was a real organization in Germany.
Yeah, it was called the White Rose Society you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about... there was a White Rose Society, and there was Antifa.
Oh, really?
Anti-fascist.
There was an organization in Germany called Antifa? I mean, it's...
Right, they were...
That would be English, not German.
What's that?
That would be English, not German. The word anti in English is not the same word as it is in German.
But they did it... I don't know how they
prefix.
Pronounced it, but at the end they had action, meaning action. That's where the A comes from.
Uh-huh.
But they were real, and they did, you know, all kinds of, you know, stuff where they stopped the Nazis. They were violent and everything, and so they were a real thing. And, yeah, if you talk about the White Rose Society, everybody should know about that.
Yeah.
And about Sophie and her brother Hans, who were executed, beheaded, who were part of that group, and they were... Hitler youth when they grew up and everything, and then they realized stuff was wrong, and they got caught. And
yeah, they were pamphleteering.
Can I just read her last words?
Sure. This is from Sophie from the White Rose Society.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How can we expect righteousness to prevail, son? How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually to the righteous cause? It is such a splendid day today, and I have to go. But how many have to die on the battlefield in these days? How many young, promising lives? What does my death matter if our acts, thousands are warned and alerted? Among the student body, there will certainly be a revolt. And and then she was beheaded by, it's another story, this guy, Reichardt, who was the executioner for the Nazi government. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the Americans made him execute his Nazi bosses.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, let me think,
serious stuff. Bill, thanks for sharing that. The White Rose Society, if you haven't read the story, it's worth plugging it into a search engine and reading.
Mike Malloy was big on that.
Say what?
Mike Malloy was big on that.
Yeah, Mike Malloy. Yeah, well, and when Mike Malloy and I were back, we were both on IE America Radio back in 2003. There was a friend of ours in Ohio or Indiana who started a website called WhiteRoseSociety.org, as I recall, and she was it's a trans woman who was cataloging all of our shows, and I don't know if it's still there or not. I don't know if she's still doing it. But I used to support them financially and promote what they were doing. I'd have to look it up now. But, the White Rose Society is a big deal. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Pauline in Los Angeles. Hey, Pauline, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Let's see. I wanted to bring up an important thing that we need to target Fox News more if we're going to really make a difference, because when it comes down to it, this is a cultural fight. This is a cultural war that they've been prepared for and preparing for decades and decades. And it's not going to do us, we're at risk of losing everything if the cities that are being, invaded, that Trump is sending troops to, if these things are not getting onto Fox News. Because really, Fox News still has very, very far reach, more so than any of these other internet things or OWN or whatever.
Yeah, more people watch Fox News than MSNBC and CNN combined.
Yeah, I mean, I have family members that live in red states or red, towns, and they're not political people, but they just, they just want to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. They just want to go along, and so they don't really realize how much they're not seeing. They're just not even getting it. So one of the things I recommend is, slogans like Fox News is trash.
Yeah.
Now, the word trash is very familiar to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They remember that. Nobody wants to be called trash. People living rurally.
I like that, Pauline. I like that. Also, some people are setting their grandparents' TVs with the child locks on Fox News. Thanks, Paul.
Tom Hartman program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They call me a radical. They shout and they sneer. But I'm fighting for a future that's honest and clear for the worker. Student, the sick and the poor, for justice and dignity, who could want more? I'm a far left radical, proud and unbound, raising my voice, I'll sing it out loud, for freedom, for fairness, for love, we all know this is far left radical manifesto.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yes, our manifesto. We want expanded Social Security. We want Medicare for everybody. We want free college. We want to tax the billionaires. Yeah, that's the far left manifesto. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Sean. I just want to say that each and every time we hear the word Antifa, our knee-jerk counterpunch should be, what about Profa?
As in pro-fascist?
The single biggest threat to Constitution and our democracy.
Yeah.
And if they ask what the heck Profa is, just tell them it's the pro-fascist movement that MAGA is pushing in our faces every damn day.
Yep. Yep. Well right? said. Well said. Can't contradict that one.
And also, I just want to encourage every American listening to pivot from engaging in victimization outrage to just go on the offensive every chance you get and be the opposition.
Yeah. Yeah, we have
to. Do whatever you can do.
We have to stand up. If we don't defend our country, we're going to lose it. Thank you, Alan. Well said. George in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm just wondering, you know, we know Trump was speaking with Netanyahu before the presidential election. Mm-hmm. There's similarities between, you know, what Reagan did with Carter, with the hostages, and, you know, basically just looking at a few months longer time frame here. But to me, looks like the same thing.
I don't think so. Because this started during the Biden administration, and for about 2 years, Joe Biden let Netanyahu get away with just bombing the crap out of Gaza. I think there's plenty of blame to go around here, George. I don't think you can politicize this.
Well, I know that, but supposedly the framework of this agreement was drawn up by Biden. And now they're using it,
I don't care who is the author of the framework. If it works, you know, if it actually succeeds in bringing peace to the Middle East, I'm all in favor of it. I'm just very skeptical. My sense of it is that Netanyahu's a criminal, or at least an accused criminal, indicted criminal, and a liar. And I just, I think he's going to play Trump just the same way Putin's playing Trump. You know, he wants to keep destroying Gaza, Palestinians, and he wants to appropriate Gaza and the rest of the West Bank, just like Putin wants to take all of Ukraine. And both of them are giving Trump happy talk. And, maybe this is real. Maybe this is going to happen. But somehow I doubt there's going to be a two-state solution at the end of it. Georgia, which I think is the only thing that's going to really solve this problem. And I suspect at the end of this thing, you're going to see a Trump tower in Gaza, which is just going to be an abomination. George, thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, a biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And the mouth tape, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPA, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. This awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, you don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October is the breast cancer awareness month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who've been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's ZYPPA.com. ZYPPAH.com, which is Happy Z spelled backwards because it's Happy Sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to ZEPA.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire talks about her proposals to provide better support for higher education in our state.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. According to agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victim needs to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to share their passion for the sport with the next generation during this year's Youth Deer Hunt. The annual event will be held on Saturday and Sunday, offering hunters 15 and younger the chance to learn hunting techniques in a less crowded environment than the traditional 9-day gun deer hunt season. Youth hunters will be eligible to hunt under a mentor's supervision. Mentors must be at least 18 years old, have a current license, and have completed a hunter education course. Downtown Duluth has officially unveiled their Imagine Downtown plan to revitalize the area over the coming years. The 5-year revitalization plan seeks to improve walkability, safety, and expand business opportunities in the downtown area by 2030. The plan includes the development of more affordable housing, redesigning skywalks and making better use of sidewalk space, and introducing new community safety initiatives. Organization officials say they've started reaching out to community stakeholders to begin implementing key parts of the plan. Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials are inviting area residents to a public meeting on the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project this month. The public meeting will be held on October 20th at the Superior Public Library beginning at 5 p.m. DOT officials will share a presentation on the current status of the project following the completion of the Twin Ports Interchange project and answer questions from residents. The reconstruction project is expected to close the Blatnik Bridge from 2026 to 2031. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a sunny to mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon. As northerly winds develop, they'll be gusting around 25. High temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tonight, a clear sky, lows in the mid-30s, mid-60s, and sunny on Saturday. It's 60 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Report.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
starts with a whisper, a poison in the well. They call their foes traitors, say the free press fell. A strong man rises, cloaked in the law, writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree, selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So this is hysterical. Donald Trump gets a $700 million, whatever it is, $400 million jet from Qatar. We're now spending $1 billion to make it all fancy so that when he leaves the White House, he'll have a $1 billion jet to take with him, which is insane and emolument. It's a violation of the Constitution. He's breaking the law. But he took this bribe from Qatar. And what is Qatar? You know, everybody's been sitting around going, what's Qatar going to get in exchange for this? Well, the other shoe dropped about an hour ago. Qatar is getting an Air Force base in Idaho, for God's sake. Bright red Idaho, where they don't like Muslims. This is Amy Mack, who is the editor-in-chief of RAIR, an organization that advocates for the U.S. to return to Judeo-Christian values. She says, 24 years after foreign nationals trained in our flight schools flew planes into our buildings, our leaders are inviting their financiers to train inside our bases? We're being led by officials who no longer recognize or refuse to name the enemy they're inviting into our own backyard. But, Amy, Donald got his jet. He's got to give them back something. You know, with a bribe, you get the bribe, and then you give what the bribe was for. Laura Loomer is hysterical. She says, well, I guess this isn't going to happen since we just gave the Muslim Brotherhood an air base in Idaho. So much for my decade of hard work trying to protect Americans from the threat of Islamic terror. She goes on, no foreign country should have a military base on U.S. soil. By the way, never thought I'd agree with Laura Loomer, but I do. She says, I've never felt more betrayed by the GOP. Laura Loomer goes on to say, Qatar is one of the biggest funders of Islamic terror in the entire world, so much so that the Saudis and Emiratis find Qatar to be toxic. This betrayal stings. We are losing our country. Red Eagle Politics just couldn't even believe it. Just like, oh my God, this has got to be something that Antifa made up, right? He says, we aren't giving Argentina a free $20 billion handout, and we're not building an Air Force base for Qatar in Idaho. The amount of dishonest lunacy in this app is reaching new heights. He wrote that on X. Yeah, right. Good luck. And Ned Blount, who is an Utah state senator, points out that Idaho Republicans have been crowing about legislation that they passed is similar to legislation in Utah that, quote, blocks foreign ownership of land in their state. Well, it's not foreign-owned land. It's going to be American. This is a U.S. military base that we are giving to Qatar. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that special? You give Donald Trump an airplane, he'll give you an Air Force base in the United States where you can, I don't know, plan a terror attack or something, or maybe it's just a good thing. The Fifth Fleet is based out of Qatar, so, you know, this may not be, I mean, strategically, this may not be a terrible thing, but there is no benefit to the United States rationale that I've seen any. Now, you know, the reporting's probably going to come later in the day, and we'll hear all the excuses and all the reasons, but wild stuff. I mean, it's just wild stuff. You know, same thing with the United Arab Emirates. You know, Don Jr. and Trump's Steve Witkoff, his real estate billionaire buddy from New York State, Don Jr. and Steve Witkoff's kids, Don and Eric, and Witkoff's kids create this Bitcoin company or this crypto company. And then Steve Witkoff goes over to the United Arab Emirates, and they want to buy these NVIDIA chips, these very, very super high-tech chips that are never supposed to be sold outside the United States because, you know, of national security. And Witkoff and Trump say, hey, you know, give our kids $2 billion for their company, $2 billion. You know, $1 million, 1,000 times, give them $2 billion, and we'll sell you all the chips you want. We'll sell you hundreds of thousands of chips, and you can resell them to the Chinese if you want. Has anybody figured out that these guys are selling off our country? I mean, Trump puts, you know, tariffs on China, and so China says, screw that, we're not going to buy your soybeans anymore. So we got soybean farmers in the United States who are going bankrupt to the point that we're running Live Aid concerts like we did back in the 80s when Reagan bankrupted the farmers. And so what does Trump do? He gives $20 billion, Steve Witkoff, or no, it's Scott Bessent, his billionaire treasury secretary, has a best friend or a good close buddy, who invested a whole pile of, you know, billions of dollars down in Argentina, and it's going down the tubes. So Bessent comes along and says, hey, let's give Argentina $20 billion to stabilize their currency so my friend's investment doesn't get tanked. And what does Milei use that $20 billion for? He turns around and says, you know, we used to be collecting tariff revenue on our soybean sales to China, but we're not going to do that anymore because now we've got $20 billion, so we don't need to collect that money. So we're going to go tariff-free on our soybeans, and suddenly China says, hey, cool, screw America. We'll buy all our soybeans, you know, screw the American farmers. We'll buy all our soybeans from Argentina now. When are Republicans going to figure out that this administration, that the corruption of this administration is screwing their own voters? Theodore in Everett, Washington. Hey, Theodore, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call. I just want to remind everyone about the whole Epstein, because he was going strong. Everyone was talking about him, like with the trends going around. He peaked mostly around July 13th, but suddenly he has been going down. Let's see, what's the percentage? But like,
are you talking about mentions of Epstein or popularity of just mentions in the press of Epstein?
Like Google searches, right. And mostly through Google searches and other trends. Mm-hmm. He's been going down, but well, like a little bit later when they got the birthday card came out, he did peak a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But he's just been going down. People, the whole 2 week phase thing.
People are exhausted by it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. This 2 week thing that Trump learned when he was doing Celebrity Apprentice, that the attention span of the American public is 2 weeks. That's it. If you can weather anything for 2 weeks, you're good.
Yeah. Well, we went past way 2 weeks. We went past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's only so much time that it can stay, and it's kind of going down. We need more mentions of it. We need more people talking about it, because if this falls out, this is one of the things that got Republicans and people on the right to sway to the left.
Yeah,
was with Epstein, because also without releasing the files, like, because they're not exposing the big lefties.
No, I get it, but it's going to pick up again when Mike Johnson tries to change the House rules around discharge petitions, so that, you know, when Adelita Grijalva gets sworn in, she'll be the 218th vote, and he's trying to change the rules so that it takes more than 218 votes. I think it's going to backfire on him, but we'll see. Theodore, thanks for pointing that out. That's fascinating. Lisa in Santa Rosa. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So last night when I'm watching C-SPAN, there was a lawyer who was supposedly representing Portland, Oregon, and she was representing Portland against, to the Ninth District report telling them why Portland did not need, you know, Trump-directed military on the streets of Portland.
Right.
She was, let me just say, sorry about this lady, but she was the worst lawyer in the universe. If she was, I don't know, I got so frustrated with how, I don't know, misdirected she let everybody get, how little information she had. It was kind of like she was like representing Portland, Oregon, but she was...
couldn't she just say there's no crisis here in Portland?
She said she was trying to say we don't need them here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking her questions, and she was totally inept. That's all I got to tell you. I had to turn it off. I got so mad.
I'm sorry to hear
that. Sorry about that, you guys in Portland. Yeah. Bye.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lisa. Lisa, thanks for the report. I had no idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the it's Anything Goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. And informing the world from our bunker here in war-torn Portland that, you know, if you're worried about the furries, then... come to Portland. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, that's what we're presenting to ICE, right? We got furries dancing. We got, you know, 84-year-old people getting beat up by ICE. I mean, that's about it. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knockbox now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and save.
Big G says Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, Wisconsin is a must for golfers of all skill levels. Designed by the legendary Pete Dye, this course delivers 18 holes of pure fun. When Big G works up an appetite, he heads to Die Hard's for pizza or an Italian beef sandwich big enough to satisfy even him. He's a fan of the brand new carts with state-of-the-art rangefinders. Mention Big G's name and receive $20 off your round through October 31st.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system.
NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read. It could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, and read the top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sandy in Nelmo, Wisconsin. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was going to go backwards here with Elon Musk and Donald Trump and our Social Security numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if you think that once we get this dictator out of office, God willing, that we will all have to be issued new Social Security numbers because they have all of our info.
They do. They are keeping them on an insecure cloud server on the cloud, apparently.
Right. So
according to reports. Big Balls has them.
New ones, so they don't have information to that.
I know. It's crazy what they've done. It's just crazy. But yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. You know, they had to do that with Medicare numbers. You know, your Medicare number used to be your Social Security number, and then, you know, they got out there. You know, the Social Security numbers got so widely published. But now, yeah, you're right. This is just knocking down the door. Sandy, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Happy Friday, Tom, and thank you for your wit, eloquence, and determination in these very challenging times. The way those adjectives, operations, describe the four Democratic governors who he believes are leading the fascism, and those Governor Pritzker, Newsom, Westmore, and Josh Shapiro. And Tom Robert Reich is using to describe the Democratic governors who he believes are leading the resistance to Trump's fascism. And those would be Governor Pritzker, Newsom, Westmore, and Josh Shapiro. Mm. And Tom, as I've previously said, I think we need Schumer, Jeffries, and other Democrats in Washington to follow the lead of these governors, get out of their comfort zones and sound the alarm on Trump and Stephen Miller for absolute power. Coupling an anti-oligarchy economic populism with a strong anti-autocracy, pro-democracy position, it's not only the key to winning in 26 and 28, it's also very important to the public debate over this showdown, over this shutdown. You know, this isn't time for business as usual. And, you know, when we have sun in the streets in major American cities and an entire
apartment building is being seized in a military-style operation, that has to be amplified into the national discussion. I'm sure you agree. And where would you put that in the context of in your, you know, referring to your Harvard report today? Isn't this reminiscent of the Nazis ransacking apartment buildings looking for Jewish people?
Yes. Yeah. We're there. Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
And ignoring the rule of law. I mean, you know what they did in Chicago without a warrant, kicking in doors, stealing people's property, bringing naked American citizen children out to shiver in the cold. It's criminal what they did, and they need to be held to account. So I'm with you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, happy Freeze Day. What's up?
Happy Freeze. Real quick, tight on C-SPAN at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock is a new program called Ceasefire, where there's an effort to find common ground between Democrats and Republicans. The salvation of this country is going to be Republicans getting away from the blind faith obedience to the Trump MAGA agenda. And I think Mike Pence and Rahm Emanuel are going to be the people guests tonight.
Really?
Let's encourage. Now, the Oklahoma governor. Having reservations about sending the troops, and Marjorie Taylor Greene breaking ranks, and Ted Cruz, Jimmy Kimmel supporting Jimmy Kimmel coming back on. The breaks are starting to occur in this groupthink in this Trump cult, and so tonight I point out people watch, and this might, if they let people call in, sometimes they do on C-SPAN. You know, we might use this program to encourage Republicans to break away from the MAGA cult.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight on C-SPAN.
Thanks for the PS, Kino. Appreciate it. Paul in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Paul, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one? Till end of the show.
I'll try to make it quick, Tom. First thing I wanted to tell you by way of thanks is that you came into our lives, me and my wife, Jen, with Air America. And you came into our prayers when Louise had her cancer scare.
Wow.
My mom's name was Louise. Yeah. Pretty beautiful name. I just wanted you to know if you'd seen on the CNN on the internet that a former GOP election official has bought Dominion voting systems.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I don't know quite yet what to make of it yet, but it is concerning. In fact, I clipped the article and forwarded it to Greg Palast and said, what do you think? Haven't heard back from him yet.
Oh, excellent. That's exactly what I was hoping you'd do, is get into it further.
Yeah, I caught it last night. I didn't mention it today because I haven't seen confirmation and I don't know the details, but we'll get into that next week. Paul, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. I appreciate it, and thank you for your kind words and your prayers. It's much appreciated. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Sprost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who work on this program. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you, and I will be back here with you on Monday. Be good.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Tennessee, officials say there are multiple fatalities after a massive explosion at a manufacturing plant outside of Nashville. That plant deals with high explosives. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says several people are still unaccounted for.
Right now, we're prioritizing people that are involved, their families, and trying to be very compassionate toward them.
The cause of the blast, unknown. The White House budget director says workforce reductions have begun due to the ongoing shutdown. Health and Human Services, along with the Education Department, among the agencies impacted so far. A ceasefire in effect in Gaza. It's phase one of the U.S. peace plan. All remaining hostages are expected to be released as early as Monday or Tuesday, along with Palestinian prisoners released and aid flowing into Gaza. President Trump expected to travel to the Middle East for the signing. Today, the president is at Walter Reed Medical Center for a scheduled semiannual physical. This is ABC News.
The